Welcome back to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 218. Today, we're diving into a very interesting and relevant topic in our modern world, the concept of oversaturation. Listen to that again. The concept of oversaturation. Oversaturation. Even though I mentioned this term in yesterday's podcast episode, this term might be new to some of you. So let's start by breaking it down. Oversaturation is when something becomes so common or frequent that it loses its significance or value. Think of it like adding too much water to a drink. Eventually, the flavor becomes so diluted, so weakened, so reduced that it's hardly noticeable. In our context, oversaturation refers to how certain news, trends, or even celebrities can become so omnipresent. Omnipresent. Wait. Do you remember this expression from yesterday's podcast episode? Omnipresent. Omnipresent. Practice it here with me. Omnipresent. Omnipresent means that someone or something is everywhere at once, that they no longer feel special or interesting. A perfect example of this is the current media frenzy around celebrities like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Their relationship has been constantly reported on, dissected, and discussed in the media. Initially, it was exciting news for fans and the general public, but as time goes on, the constant reporting can lead to a sense of fatigue or a lack of interest. This is oversaturation in action. By the way, when something is dissected, it's broken down, it's analyzed a lot. To use myself as an example, a huge part of Maverick Lingo's teaching method is dissecting the information, breaking it down, simplifying it so that the students really understand it. But why is oversaturation not a good thing? Firstly, it can lead to a decrease in quality. When media outlets are rushing to report on the same topic repeatedly, they might sacrifice thoroughness. Listen to that again. Thoroughness. Thoroughness. What does that mean? Thoroughness. Attention to detail. Or accuracy. Secondly, it can overshadow their important news or issues that deserve attention. And lastly, for the audience, it can lead to a phenomenon called desensitization. When you are exposed to something so much that you start to react less and less to it. In the case of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, the oversaturation of their relationship news might mean that fans and the public start caring less about their music or athletic achievements and focus only on their personal lives. This not only puts undue pressure on the celebrities, but also shifts the public's focus from their talents to their private affairs or their private lives. Now, let's look at this from a language learning perspective. When learning English or any language, variety is key. Variety is really important. Relying too much on certain words or phrases can lead to linguistic oversaturation. This means your language skills might not develop as well as they could. Just like in the news, variety keeps things interesting and engaging. Wait, what exactly do you mean, teacher? I mean that with languages, you should also be careful with oversaturation. In other words, you don't want to use the same words all the time because that can literally become painful for people to listen to. This is exactly why I always encourage my students to look for variety during our courses. Stay away from too much sameness. Don't use the same words too often and too much. For example, like. You see? But how do I change that, teacher? Well, you have to focus on building new vocabulary, focusing especially on synonyms. By the way, if you are a student of mine and you're listening to this episode, or if you have ever bought one of our recorded English courses, you know exactly what I am talking about when I say synonyms. As we conclude today's episode, I encourage you to think about how you can avoid oversaturation in your own life, whether it's varying your language learning routine, diversifying your news sources, or simply taking a break from certain topics or activities that feel overwhelming. Remember, balance is crucial. Balance is very important in all aspects of life, including how we consume information and learn new things. I hope this episode has given you some food for thought. I hope this episode has given you some food for thought and new vocabulary to add to your English learning journey. Thank you for tuning into You, Me, and Words. I'm Teacher Sam, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep learning and stay curious.